In this bulletin, Australia welcomes 12,000 new citizens. Another recipient of an Australian Day honour returns their award in protest. And in sport, the Asian Football Confederation adopts a different model for this year's Champions League. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia has risen above what he called our brutal beginnings. Addressing the National Citizenship Ceremony in Canberra, he says there's no escaping the fact January 26 marks the date Australia changed forever. He says that is exactly why Australia Day should be held on the date each year.
Today we reflect on how far we've come, but importantly, we humbly acknowledge the work still ahead of us. We have risen above our brutal beginnings. We have overcome, survived and thrived. We have become stronger, the most successful and cohesive immigration and multicultural nation on earth, the home of the world's oldest living human culture. A modern, prosperous and generous nation.
Meanwhile, in Brisbane, Indigenous broadcaster and musician Dan Rennie says he's joining what activists are calling Invasion Day protests around the country. He told NITV today is not a celebration for him.
My birth mother was taken away. This is a practice that still continues to this day. And while this day is celebrated as the national day in this country, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people do not feel included. We want to get rid of Australia Day, we want to abolish Australia Day, and I think we leave it until we actually have something we can celebrate, you know, something for everybody, whether that's a treaty process or if that's this country becomes a republic.
And across the country, citizenship ceremonies are being held to welcome more than 12,000 people from 130 countries who have become Australia's newest citizens. At the National Citizenship Ceremony in Canberra, Sri Lankan-born nurse Nelam Nisanka says she's proud to call Australia home.
It's really good. It's very peaceful. Everyone's respect each other and such a good multicultural society. I like it.
COVID-19 physical distancing measures mean the number of new citizens receiving certificates on Australia Day has been reduced by 50% compared with this time last year. Today marks the first time in months that some local councils have returned to in-person ceremonies after the switch to online events due to the pandemic. And veteran journalist Kerry O'Brien says his decision to reject an Australian Day honour is about criticising the award's selection process rather than tennis great Margaret Court herself. Criticism of the Australian honours selection process has been reignited after a decision to award Miss Court with a Companion of Order of Australia, despite her outspoken views criticising homosexuality, same-sex marriage and transgender people. Speaking on NITV, Mr. O'Brien says he cannot accept the Officer of the Order of Australia he has been awarded with this year.
You can explain your position without being damaging and hurtful. I see it in a way as a negation of our right to free speech when we use that to hurt others, consciously or unconsciously. My problem in the end is not so much with Margaret Court as it is with the system that made a judgment that she deserved the highest civil honour in the land, which many people will, rightly or not, take as an endorsement of those views which are so hurtful and
so
harmful.
Mr. O'Brien is the second recipient to hand back an Australian honour over concerns about the lack of diversity. After Canberra doctor Clara Tuck Meng Su returned her Order of Australia medal over the weekend. The three other people who have made a Companion of the Order of Australia as part of the Australia Day honours list include former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, Emeritus Professor of Mathematics at the University of Western Australia, Cheryl Prager, former Socceroo Tim Cahill and Melbourne Rabbi John Levy. And Victoria has recorded its 20th consecutive day of zero local coronavirus cases. One new case was recorded in hotel quarantine. Authorities have not stated whether the new overseas case is connected with the Australian Open. And New South Wales has also recorded zero new local coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she respects Australia's decision to impose a 72-hour pause on the quarantine-free travel arrangement with New Zealanders. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announced the decision yesterday as a precautionary measure after further tests revealed the new case is the overseas variant identified in South Africa. In football, the group stages of this year's Asian Football Confederation Champions League will be played in centralised hubs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The scheduling of the competition's Eastern Region games, planned for April the 21st to May the 7th, may make it difficult for Australian clubs as it clashes with the final weeks of the regular season. Sydney FC are the only Australian team to have secured a guaranteed spot in the group stage, but they will be joined by Melbourne City and Brisbane Roar if they make it through the playoffs on April the 7th. Let's see what the weather's doing around the country today. It's sunny in Perth and 27 degrees, 24 for Adelaide where it's partly cloudy, rain easing in Melbourne, 22. In Hobart, a couple of showers, about 21 in Canberra, a late shower or two, a steamy 35 degrees, sunny for Wollongong, 33, sunny for Sydney, 35. In Newcastle, sunny and hot, 37, partly cloudy, 31 in Brisbane, similar conditions, 32 degrees in Cairns and in Darwin. Possible storm heavy falls, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis and special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.